This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, thanks for being with us, Don. First, how's the weather there? And then tell me about what the weather here should be like for the coming week.
Well, we're heading into August, at least out west, starting to start off the month a little cooler than it's been after a warmer than normal July in many areas of the interior and far west and northern plains. And really, for most of the nation, from the Rockies eastward, Todd, as we go into at least the first 2 weeks of this new month, temperatures are going to be very moderate. There is going to be a rather cool start to the month of October for the, I would say, three-quarters of the nation from the Rockies to the East Coast.
And once we get a little further out, what do you see?
Well, I think this is a pattern that may stick. The pattern is going to be one of fluctuating up and down temperatures, but with high pressure, at least in our long-range charts, more towards the western and southwest areas of the nation, and not many opportunities to come into the nation's midsection. I think we're going to go through the month of August for most of the Corn Belt, if not all of it, with temperatures average to maybe slightly below average. So growing degree day heat unit accumulation during the month of August may end up being a bit below normal in many areas. Now, on the flip side, when we look at precipitation, usually when you're in this type of pattern, you lose less to evaporation, you keep humidity a little bit more, and there should be some frequent chances for rainfall. However, I do think there's going to be a tendency, at least in the next week or two, for the heavier precipitation to be in the southern and southwest areas of the Corn Belt. We could see some pretty good rains in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, portions of Texas, and those areas extending into the southeast United States. Maybe a little bit on the drier trend as we get into the central and northern Corn Belt areas.
Is this because the jet stream dips deeply into the continental U.S.?
Well, what basically is happening is, well, first of all, I answer your question, yes. With the high pressure ridge aloft going more westward, that allows the jet stream to come in more from the northwest. So you get a little more influence from southern and western Canada with the weather patterns, as opposed to really hot, warm, humid air coming up out of the Gulf. That's why the heavier rains will be more suppressed further to the south, at least for the first half of August.
All right, about now, folks are thinking, hey, he said cooler air in the month of August. And they're thinking to themselves, does that portend earlier frost or freezes in the month of September?
Not necessarily. I have seen many a cooler than normal August that does not necessarily translate to an early frost or freeze. Now, in a few weeks, let's talk about that as we take a look into early fall and we start to see some patterns. I'll tell you, there's some pretty big disagreements in our long-range modeling on what's going to transpire this fall and winter.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm Todd Gleason.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.